Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with host Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so hit us up. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to give us a call, you can always email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Social networking. You can jump in the Facebook group. You can ask to get in. Myself or Shiny Whiskers Mr. J will add you. Once again, myself or Shiny Whiskers Mr. J will add you. Anywhere you social network, if you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, whatever, and we'll add you back and we can talk about it. We also, if you're listening live on the Blog Talk site, you can jump into the chat room. You also can chat with us simultaneously on the Smooth Drama site at www.smoothdrama.com. Me and Brown Sugar, we be up in that piece doing our thug thizzle because, you know, the Smooth Drama, it's all about thugging. We thug chat.
All day.
All day, every day. So, just to get started, Tales from the Apocalypse. So, man, it's always so much that's happening right now in the apocalypse, Brown Sugar. First and foremost, this whole mask thing and folks not wanting to wear masks inside stores, you know, it's sort of like the whole, some people had that policy, no shirt, no shoes,
I've been trying to figure out the difference.
And so, you know, you got folks who we've seen the folks who have fell out, had fits, attacked people, shot people. I mean, we just keep escalating it on different levels. So in Verizon, in Roseville, this customer was so pissed. I don't want to wear a mask. So she dropped her pants and peed on the floor.
Yeah.
Right. Right there in the middle of the store.
You know, that kind of stuff bothers me. But yeah, that is too funny to me. That is hilarious to me. I don't know why. If I was there, I would be appalled. But I'm like, how people are just like literally crazy. Like,
oh, I definitely
really
would have filmed that.
Crazy.
I would have definitely filmed that.
Yeah, you would have to. You can't. You cannot do it.
Yeah, we're going to Facebook Live this. Make a t-shirt out of it.
Right?
I'm peeing on the floor.
I don't know. I guess would you lose your shit during a pandemic? I mean, because basically people are just, they just can't handle it. Yeah. I mean, and it is stressful. You know what I mean? It is. It has been stressful, but I mean, that's just like the craziest of the crazies that I've read about.
Yeah, I get stressful, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do we have to pee on the floor?
No, I don't think so. But then that just goes to show you, like, for some people, like, they had to already be teetering anyway. You know what I mean? They were already unstable.
Yeah.
Something in life was already stressing them out.
Yeah.
And this COVID just took them over the edge. And, you know, the way it's been, you know, flowing, you know, there hasn't been, like, a plateau of anything. So, yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, we're plateauing. We are plateauing on stupidity. And
okay. You think? I think that's going up, too.
I don't know. I would say we're on, the old phrase was stuck on stupid.
Yes, I remember that phrase.
Remember that phrase? That's where we're at. We're stuck on stupid.
Okay. All right. I can get down with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I say this is, that's why it's Tales from the Apocalypse. Because, man, you just don't know. You just don't know when the apocalypse is going to strike.
You know.
And something really, really dumb is going to happen. Just don't
right,
know.
You don't know.
So, perfect example. In your favorite state.
Florida.
What's your favorite state? Florida in the house. Woo-hoo! So, we got to give it up for Florida. You know what I'm saying? Get that up to Florida. Yeah. So in Florida, apparently they cut the head off of white Jesus in Florida.
What?
Yeah. There's a statue of Jesus outside. And they cut the head off of Jesus in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Yeah.
I guess that's all they can stand. They can't stand no more because, well, are they mad that it's white Jesus and are they wanting it to be more?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm speculating. I don't know if it was white Jesus. I mean, it's a statue. Did they paint it white? I don't know. It could have just been a statue. Right. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and in Tennessee, Chattanooga, they didn't they didn't stop at Jesus. They cut Mary's head off.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Mm. So in Tennessee they cut Mary's head off. Like, you know what? Y'all get Jesus, we gonna get Mary. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Yep, yeah. And in Florida, they also had a car that slammed into the church, setting it on fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
So these are acts against Christianity, then. I'm assuming.
Seems that way.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I guess with everything going on, you just don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, are they, you know, you just don't know.
Oh, well, you kind of know.
Which is weird, though. This is, well, no, I'm just saying, you don't know anyone's, what their stance is, where they're coming from, because it's kind of all over the place right now, and everyone's confused. You seem to think that they're not, but I mean, so why against Christianity now?
Well, you know, it's hater season right now. So if you hate
and
stuff,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
You can just come out with it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's That's
yeah,
what it
like
is.
The one thing that I thought was kind of consistent was, you know, America was built on Christian values.
America! So, fuck yeah!
That's why I was kind of like, okay, where are they going with this, though?
Oh, well, remember, this is Tales from the Apocalypse, so everything is possible during the apocalypse. For example,
yeah, absolutely right.
There's a mom. They're on the beach, and she's pissed. So she goes up to a woman in New York's Freedom Lake, and like, yo, why are you wearing a bikini on the beach?
Uh-oh.
You need to cover that up. See, I'm going to quote her. I'm going to quote mom. See those two little boys over there? Those are my boys. And they're staring at your ass, which is hanging out. She even offered to give her an extra pair of shorts to cover up.
You know, I'm all for freedom of speech. I really am, because I think, you know, it's necessary. But at the same time, where are the limits? When do we say, okay, enough is enough? You seem to think people don't need to know common sense, but I feel like they do. I feel like it needs to be a class taught. Like, we all need to be taking a common sense class. You know, we can do it on Zoom. That's fine.
I mean,
I thought that's what the beaches were for. The beaches aren't for bikinis.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So a woman who's mad at a woman for wearing a bathing suit or a bikini. Now, I just happened to take a peek at the picture, because there's a picture. She's got a bikini on.
Mm-hmm.
And she just happened to be, she has extra meat.
Okay, she's full fit.
So I guess, right. No, she actually wasn't.
No?
Nope.
Just average
size? Full figure. Yeah, she's regular size.
Okay. So maybe the bikini was too small, or maybe it's just how it was made, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like...
If you don't want to see cheeks,
then don't go to the beach.
Right. And so she's like, my little boys is looking at you. And I'm like, well, yeah. Why would they not?
Yeah.
You don't want them to
talk to the boys
be...
about that. You don't get mad at the adult.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't see the problem.
You explain to the children. Well, I mean,
explain what?
There needs to be that we, for one, that we don't stare at people, for one. That's just.
Oh, I don't think she was. Yeah, I don't think she was paying any attention to it.
No. Well, I mean, it's still something to talk about, because, you know, they need to be comfortable, like, and understand that this is how people dress when you go to the beach, and it shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, depending on how old they were, I mean, you know, if they saw something that they liked, you know, but at the same time, boys, young boys, you know, butts are funny. So, you know, the idea of looking at somebody's butt, it may have been amusing to them. So,
well, one, I think it's just natural. I'm like, you know, that's a mother. That's a helicopter mom, right? She's got too much time on her hand if she's staring at her boys.
I think it bothered her more than it bothered them.
Right. My boys are looking at your butt.
Yeah, I feel like it's a conversation that needs to be had regardless, especially when it's children. You know, I feel like anytime a situation, when something like that transpires, I mean, if nothing happened, but if she was uncomfortable, if the mom was uncomfortable, then what you do is you turn it into a learning moment. You don't get upset, is all I'm saying. Yeah. Everything to me is a learning moment, though. So it's like, you know, just so that's
yeah,
how
was,
you learn common sense, isn't it?
I was upset that I just wasn't on the beach that day.
Oh, you can go to the beach and just chill.
I know,
but
I'm just I have to go to New York. I'm not going to New York.
Really? You can't find any butts here in the bay?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. You know, it's like I never get to see that funny stuff. You know, I'm not at the beach when
I was gonna say.
Or I'm not at Verizon. Right. I'm not at Verizon when they bust out and they pee in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
I miss that. I'm like,
yeah.
You kind of want to see that, right? I don't want to be there when they're shooting at each other for no mask, whatnot. But
no.
I like to see the crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because I always miss it too. I mean, where it happened at, I wouldn't have been there anyway just because I'm not up that way. But I just think about all the stores I have been in during the pandemic, and everybody pretty much is, you know, happy and, you know, in harmony and in peace. I don't know, maybe that's something my vibe, you know, I always try and have that kind of vibe, so maybe that's why it doesn't happen to me, but.
Yeah, it sucks. They're all normal. They like doing normal stuff. You know,
yeah,
I'm always around
the normal people.
Right, I'm just trying to see somebody pee in Safeway once, that's all.
Yeah, just one time.
Just right in the aisle that I'm not going in, but you just
or you're walking past it so you see it, but you're not walking down. Yeah.
Exactly. You see it, it's like, it's going down. Cause, you know, I'm turning on my camera. It's like, it's going down, y'all. I'm going to go all in.
Yeah, you know, earlier we were talking about audacity, and I'm like, that is audacity right there. That is nerve.
Hey, well, I mean, look, you can walk up to a stranger on the beach. Hey, cover up your bathing suit because my boys are looking.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, yeah. So she's like, bitch, that's what I want. Well, a little bit older.
Yeah.
No, I want them to be a little bit older. Right, no, but just the point is, she wants to be looked at. Duh.
Yeah, yeah.
I wore this. So, that was it.
Yeah.
I just thought, it just made sense.
It does.
But,
I mean, I don't know. Are these Karens? Are these Karens? Are they caring Karen too much? Karen?
No,
is it caring?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it sucks if your name is Karen. I know three Karens. That's what's funny.
You know, I do too. And none of them are like that. And I feel so bad for them because they're not.
What's your name?
They don't do it.
Then they're like whispering, Karen.
Yeah. Well, luckily one has a nickname, so everybody is referring to her as her nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, okay. But the other two, it's like, ooh, I don't know what to say. I'm like, I guess I'll call you by your last name now. Miss who, you know.
Right. Yeah, sucks to be them. Now, speaking of sucking. Ivanka Trump. Did you hear the proclamation that she put out? She thinks unemployed people should try not being unemployed.
Oh, to try it? Try. We're just gonna see how it goes.
Yeah,
We're not gonna try not to be unemployed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to have a job.
Right.
And if it doesn't agree with us, we can just stop working, right? I'm just curious.
She's just saying that you should try to not be unemployed.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I was like, that's a damn good idea, Ivanka.
Yeah.
I wish I had thought of that.
Well, you know, I think you have, if you've ever been unemployed. Her issue is she's never been unemployed. And it's
has she been employed?
She's never been unemployed. When has she been unemployed?
Has she been employed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not necessarily like a 9-to-5, but I'm sure, you know, as long as she's been able to work with her father and his company, she has. No,
okay.
She's had the option at least to do it.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, that's what all I'm saying. She's had an option to either go into work or, you know, not go into work. Maybe I want to work 10-to-3 today. Maybe I want to work 2-to-4. You know, she's had options on what her schedule is going to be like. And it's always funny when people who don't ever like have real jobs tell people who have to work how to work or what they should be doing. That's always amazing to me.
She's being very helpful. That's
okay,
what that
well,
is.
You know, we'll be part of the solution, not the problem, and maybe help unemployed people get jobs. How about you do that?
That's what she's doing.
Pay for them to go to school. They can, you know.
Nah, see, that's a handout. That's a handout, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I bet you if she did that, and people who, you know, took advantage of it, not everybody is going to do good, but the people who do, she would really feel good about it. I really do.
Would she? You think so?
I do. You know me. I'm all rainbows and sunshine. So I always feel like, you know, when you do something to help others, it makes you feel good. Right?
I guess.
No?
Uh-huh. I guess.
I don't know. When you do stuff to help others, you don't feel that?
Yeah, but I'm built like that. I don't think that she's built like that.
Okay.
See, you're talking about the DNA pool. What's the gene pool?
I just, I don't know. You know, we will have this debate until the end of time. I just want to believe people are inherently good. I just have to believe that.
I'm not arguing that, but you come from people who aren't inherently good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. He's just not even going to fight that with her.
No, because we're going to constantly be at odds with that because whereas I do understand what, you know, where your stance is. I cannot fully believe in that. I just can't.
All right. So I got the question for you. So there was a San Diego woman, the one who went off on the dude in Starbucks as she refused to wear a mask. And
he got all that money.
Yeah, he got $100,000.
Ooh, I didn't
right?
know that much. Wow.
Oh yeah. So
wow.
The woman, yeah, the woman, she said she deserves over half of the $100,000.
She does. Why does she deserve half or over half?
Because without him, it wouldn't happen.
Oh, without her, if it wasn't for
me. Yeah, it wouldn't happen. Right, being a total asshole.
Being who I am, yeah.
Right.
Without my ignorance happening that day, you wouldn't even got right. that money.
Exactly.
Okay, and you know what? And you know what? Maybe she's right. And guess what? I'll give you $500.
What?
The end.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. No.
I got $100,000.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No.
$100 is nothing.
Hell no. Hell no. Are you crazy? No. You know what? I was riding with you. Now I don't know. Are you... You gonna give her money for dissing you and making your life miserable at work? Hell no. You get Nathan.
Okay, so you know I have to
my homie Nathan. No, you get nothing. I'll give you a penny if I can find one on the street. That town road.
And if I can find one on the
street. Yes.
Wow.
I'm giving you a penny if I can find one on the street. That's how I'm feeling. You know, folks come to the job, act crazy. You know, talk crazy to you, having a fit, punching at you, whatnot. But I'm going to give them money for making my life miserable. She, man, get out.
Okay, you know I'm just playing devil's advocate. You know that, right?
Stop it.
I'm just saying. Stop. I just, you know, if I don't do that, I won't know how you really feel. How do you really feel about it?
Oh, I feel,
you know, look
that
for that
way.
Penny on the street, huh?
Yes, look. If I'm walking and I see a penny on the way, here you go. That's what you get. You know what? We just gonna go on break. That's what we gonna do. All right. So this is Method Man Red Man, Four Seasons.
Straight Cooper and terrorize rap. Do you? I do my best work. Stressed out under pressure. Keep the outside that line, where you find my very treasure. I'm still wild, still decal, still pretty style, still foul. And then my style, and I'll you wild. And the five, six, pins, pocket full of chips. Too many rats, they get me on John Gotti, man. Now this is shot, I'm never done with me. Come on, for that rap,
is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, there's a lot we get to talk about with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot we get to talk about with COVID. So,
it's an all-day conversation.
Oh. Well, we not going to go all day, all night. But, you know, there's some stuff that's... So, for example, in Florida, everyone who came in the lab, 100% of them had it. Then they said 18% of them had it.
What?
Yeah, so in Florida, they reported 100% positive COVID-19 tests from some labs. But then they went back and tabulated and said it's 18%. Confused yet?
No, I'm confused.
Ah.
So do I have to take it again? Because do I have it or no? And see, this is why people are losing their minds.
Oh,
this is
well,
why people are crazy.
Well, they said now. Then they came out and said people are more likely to contact COVID at home.
Why?
Apparently, if you live with somebody, they'll give it to you.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, you'll get it from people in your own house more than you'll get from contacts from the outside.
Okay, that I don't understand.
CDC, baby.
So if I go to work, let's just say I'm essential and whoever I'm living with, you know, is essential. So me catching it from them, I have a better chance than me getting it from my essential work?
Apparently.
You know, I could see that, though, in a way, because I'm a little bit more relaxed and maybe unless you're taking off your clothes and I'm taking off my clothes when we get in the house and we're wiping everything down. And I would assume that people might be taking off their clothes, but they may not be wiping things down once they get home. At this point, I think people probably were in the beginning, but I don't think they are so much now. So I could see where it could be a possibility. I mean, I think it's kind of like a test, though, where it was 100%, but it's really 18.
Oh, remember when the CDC came out and said, hey, you know what? Half our tests, they've been wrong. When they were positive, they were negative. When they were negative, they were positive. I was like, well, that's not confusing at all.
So if I was negative, then really I was positive.
Maybe. Hypothetically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all confusing to me anyway, because I'm just really, nobody's really talking about the asymptomatic people still. So.
Well, that's a whole other different thing. So they were like, there was a guy who apparently COVID gives you the truth serum. It's like a truth serum. That's what they reported. And he said that he couldn't help himself. And he confessed to his wife when he got COVID. He went into a COVID delirium where he confessed that he had slept with a bunch of men. And
what?
He was, you know, apparently he grabbed the ass of every nurse that came through there. COVID.
Oh.
COVID make you grab ass and, you know,
well, does it
confess
make you
to whatever you did.
You tell the truth.
Both. According to him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't help it.
So it really, okay. So he should be forgiven because it was the COVID talking.
It's the COVID talking.
Okay.
COVID made me suck dick. Well, maybe
the
it made me.
Again.
Yes. Well, it made me tell you that I was into.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he had it. I don't think he had it. It's COVID coming.
Well, I think what happens is, people feel like it's a death sentence at the same time, because it's really funny how if people are talking like I have COVID, like it's a STD. You know, it's kind of like, why is there shame in having the flu?
Oh my God, I had COVID, man.
And I think the problem is people look at it as, you know, you possibly dying.
Well, yeah, it's on TV.
Or you spreading it and then killing someone else.
Right, it's on TV. So now, mind you, cigarette smoke. I don't have to smoke to get the cancer from your cigarettes. Right?
No, you just have to be around it, yeah.
And nobody was tripping off of that. Nobody was tripping off of that. Well, what I'm saying is, it wasn't no damn crisis like this. You think about it for a second. We're around some shit that I don't have to do. I don't even need to be near you. You don't have to touch me to give me cancer. From your secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
You know how everyone's talking about masks on and all this other stuff, right? Cigarette smoke? Nope. Mm-mm. It wasn't no big deal.
I mean, I think because there's no guarantee that you could get cancer, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like
because it is second. Well, COVID is more. It seems like it's more likely. I mean, you know, people keep talking about or comparing it to other like diseases or illnesses or transferable germs. But I don't know one other germ that's like killing hundreds and thousands of people in a matter of months.
Secondhand smoke. Hold on. See, wait. So we gotta have some perspective here, right? Because we wear masks inside, right? Because somebody could breathe on you with COVID.
Yeah.
That's it, right? But
yeah,
people going to casinos, secondhand smoke, that will kill you too for breathing it in. I'm just saying.
So you can either choose
to not go into the casino, or you can wear a mask or not. It's not a, you know, and it's something that might happen. It may not, you don't see, I guess the thing is, too, you don't see the, like, immediate results. So if my parents smoke, so I don't have cancer now, but I might have it in 5 or 10 years. And I didn't get it when they were smoking. So, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't necessarily see the issue if I don't have any health issues.
Right. Well, I'm just saying. So in comparison, that's all I'm saying. I mean, you, like you were talking about folks, like it's a death sentence if I get COVID. I'm like, well, you get that cancer. They kind of similar.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that they're not, but I think, so let's just say, okay, so if I've been around secondhand smoke, and I'm fine and I'm healthy, but then I contract COVID and die from that.
Oh, Russian roulette.
Immediately.
Russian roulette, baby.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So you kind of have to pick and choose what you're going to be cautious about. Or we can be cautious over everything and live in fear. Because that's how I look at it. So then we need to be fearful for everything. We need to be fearful for driving. We need to be fearful walking down the street. We need to be fearful, you know, people still are having unprotected sex. Like, AIDS isn't an issue. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things.
So let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this question. So, as a parent, as we segue into this, Missouri School District ask parents to sign a COVID-19 death waiver for children, you know, who want to participate in sports or other activities. What would you do?
My child would sit out. They wouldn't be able to play.
So if it was required for your child to go to school, would you do that?
No, I would do the distance learning, homeschool, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. So that's actually happening in Missouri. They're requiring parents in case children who participate in sports or other activities become infected with COVID and die. So it's a waiver of liability from the Hazelwood School District, shared on Tuesday by attorney Natasha Scruggs.
And see, I really don't feel anything is wrong with that because, I mean, the schools can't protect you. How are the schools going to protect you? School is not, that's not, just because you get to school, I mean, that's like the worst place to be. So parents who feel like, oh, my child would be better off in school.
Wait, no, the worst place to be is at the house. You're more than likely to get it at the house. That's what they just said.
Well, I think the CDC is crazy for that one because, I mean, I feel like if you're an essential worker, then yeah, you are more likely to get it from the house. But, I mean, if you're home and the other person you live with is home, then how are you getting it? So don't say you're more than likely to get it from the house. Say you're more likely to get it if you're an essential worker. Because two people staying home are not getting it, right? Isn't that the premise of to being to the shelter in place?
Technically.
But if you open
up the door and breathe some air outside with your mask not on, bam.
Well, yeah, that's why I drive in the car with my mask on.
Okay.
So the air from the outside that comes in through the vent won't get me. Yeah, but
okay.
I don't see anything wrong with schools protecting themselves. I really don't. And it's up to the parent to decide whether they want that. You know, if they're going to sign it and understand it. And if you're not going to sign it, then that means that you homeschool your kids.
Well, so Speaking of schooling your kids, and you heard when they said closing the schools is a greater health risk than opening them. Don't let science get in the way of opening the schools.
Yeah, that's about money. So.
Yeah, but that's a top five statement right there. Think about this for a second. Closing the schools is a greater health risk than opening them. Okay. And then, don't let science get in the way of opening the schools. So the science, which is the correct assessment, should not be listened to, is what they're saying.
Basically.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I would agree with them, too, if that's the case, because I feel like COVID is deadly enough to let prisoners out, but not deadly enough to have kids go into school.
No.
So we're going to let the prisoners free, but we're going to send the kids to school.
My homies out. It's a difference. My homies
well,
go
no,
free.
They're letting, San Quentin is letting 800 prisoners go at the end of August, 800 to 900.
Right. Yeah, go
so,
on. Look.
I mean, I don't think.
There's criminals out there with y'all. That's what
that is. Yeah, but it's because of COVID. So they're not safe in the prison. They're not safe, but then kids will be safe in the school.
Right.
I won't even say kids, because if it's true that kids really aren't, you know, they're really not dying from it in record numbers, but adults are, but kids can give it to the adults, so then the adults will be dying, the teachers will be dying, and the staff will be dying. So kids will be going to their teachers' funerals, and that's okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I just
want to know. Sense to you? That don't make sense to you?
No, not exactly. But you know, a lot of things don't in this life. So, and I'm used to it.
Yeah, it's like teachers are extendable. You get some more.
Yeah. Which is so crazy because just what in April, May, they were adored. I can't see how you do it. You guys should make millions of dollars.
Yeah, they're still adored. It's just now it's like, look, y'all gonna have to take that hit. We've been taking this hit. We can't watch our kids no more. Tired of our kids. Gotta get their ass up out the house. We gotta get up off of them. Boom. So y'all gonna have to take this hit. Yeah, but you know what? Aside from the fact that now the number's not going to go to the CDC no more, they're going to go to Donald Trump in the White House. So they set that up. We're going to stop talking. You know what? We're not even going to talk about, let's just not talk about COVID right now.
Okay.
We're going to change the subject.
All right.
We need to. So just found out in Denver, there's a very rare World War I illness, trench fever. Trench fever is characterized by relapsing fever, bone pain, particularly in the shins, headache, nausea, vomiting, and malaise. Some of the people infected can develop skin lesions or a life-threatening infection of their heart valves. So it's caused by Bacterium Bartonella quintana, which is a relative of the bugs that cause cat scratch fever. And it's diagnosed amongst people experiencing homelessness or living in conditions where good hygiene is difficult, and those with compromised immune systems are particularly at risk. So, hey, you know what? I give you COVID, and bam, we're going to bust out because it's 1919, because people had trench fever in 1919 because they were fighting in trenches.
Mm.
World War One.
Mm.
1919. See, I keep telling y'all. I'm on my J-O-B. Mm. 1919, baby. Where it is. Trench
wow.
fever. See, you think about boogie fever. We talking about trench fever. You in the trenches.
I'm just... So... But are we in the trenches, though?
Yeah. So, see, here's where you got to start looking at people a certain way, looking at them differently. How you look at them differently, it's like, who's washing their ass and who is not? See, going back to the whole COVID and the hygiene and how everybody is like, you know, one, I think there's a frenzy because people are just tired of cleaning up. See, it's a segment of the population. It's kind of funny I'm saying this. There's a segment of the population who don't like cleaning up.
Well, I don't know anybody who likes it. I mean, you know, I mean, there are a few people who enjoy it, but, you know, you do it. It's just, you know, you just do it.
Yeah. But what we're talking about here is, see, all these diseases we're talking about, these viruses, whatever, a lot of them have one thing in common. Unhygienic.
What, no bleach?
Unhygienic.
So weird, though. That was so weird. Because I can see, like, in 1919, yeah, because, like, we're like... We don't have outhouses anymore. We have running water. We have soap. You know, there's the thing with the whole hand sanitizer thing that you really shouldn't use so much of it now. But there's soap. There's,
okay.
there's disinfected wipes. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't see
why. Okay, but you see, this is what we're talking about here, though. We talk about, especially here in America, we have an excess of soap. We have an excess of cleaning supplies. I mean, we got enough cleaning supplies to clean this country 10 times over.
I agree.
We're not using it.
Well, I remember a few years, this is when it was H1N1 or maybe, what was before that? There was something even, the bird flu, avian flu. And they were saying not to clean, not to clean, but not to use like a lot of antibacterial soap. And then that was a few years ago. I don't know if you're familiar with Bath and Body Works, but they got rid of all their antibacterial because they say that kills the good germs too that fight the bad germs. So they're saying that I've read where that is a cause of why we have so many diseases because we're too clean at the same time.
Yeah,
we're killing the good germs with the bad germs.
Okay. That somehow I don't see America is too clean. I don't see that. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm
not. You know, well, then you also know that 1 in 8 people, or is it 1 in 8 or 1 in 6 people do not wash their hands after they use the bathroom. So
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's kind of my point. That's kind of my point. But once again, I remember when we first had the panic, the run, and I remember the shopping carts filled with cleaning products. I remember that. And I'm like looking like, y'all didn't have cleaning products? Okay.
Well, I think people did. I mean, because I did, but I didn't have them in bulk. And I think that was the problem. I think people did have cleaning products.
I don't know.
They didn't have them in bulk.
No.
Like, you know how if you go, you can get your 3 Clorox wipes from, you know, Costco or wherever
Okay.
I had that, but then that's all I had because
right.
I didn't feel like I needed to go get more. So
right, but let me say this: as a former cable guy, I used to be the cable guy who would go to people's houses and set up their cable. Yeah, Eric. For every one of you, yeah, there's a whole lot of other people that they're not living right. I'm just going.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, people. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to necessarily say.
Well, I'm not there for you.
I don't want to say.
You know, we'll let that go. We're gonna go on break here. We're gonna go on break. This is Joyner Lucas. I love. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we're talking about protesting. You want police to treat people better, police reform, you know, handling of racial injustice, all that, so that we can get rid of the new code word for racism is now intergenerational trauma. It's not racism no more, brown sugar. It's intergenerational trauma. So, you know, so that,
yeah,
that's
I
where
kind of feel that.
That's what we're fighting against all this time.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was racism, but it's actually we're fighting against intergenerational trauma. All right, so.
Yeah.
I was talking about police reform. So, you get these cops, and you know when they're not choking somebody out, or shooting folks just for the hell of it. There's a police officer, Honolulu, who got 4 years in prison for forcing a homeless man to lick a public urinal.
Okay.
He even went in further. Yeah, that's a horrible visual, right? He went mm-hmm. in further and told him, imagine someone doing that to his two young daughters. They threatened to beat the man, the stuff is facing the toilet, if he didn't lick the urinal. Stepped on his leg.
And why were they trying to make him do that again?
Oh, they respond to a nuisance complaint. He was a homeless dude installed in the public bathroom. And so they stepped on his leg, kept him on his knees and told him, we're going to beat you unless you lick the urinal.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, at least he went to jail. All right.
Yeah. I guess that's better than death if you're comparing the two, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, no. The homeless guy didn't go to jail. The cop went to jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got 4 years. I'm like, you know what?
4 years? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Hey, you know what? He kind of earned that.
No. I'm not saying he shouldn't have gotten 4 years. I'm just surprised he got 4 years.
Okay.
I'm surprised he didn't get probation or get 18 months, you know, good behavior, you know, all that stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, he got some good time there. And now, I guess the justice system is a little bit different in Hawaii. So they're not connected to the mainland. I'm sure they have their share of a problem, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Because
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like they become police officers because they have trauma of their own that they're dealing with. You know, they it's not to serve and protect. It's to get you back or to get whoever they feel like needs to get back from their trauma.
I think Ice Cube said it best when he said serve, protect, and break a brother's neck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Put it in poetic form, yeah.
Can't get too much more poetic than that. That's kind of what it was. But, you know what? We got to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what is the shit that happened again? So, we actually have craziness. First,
I was about to say, is this a hard one for you?
Yeah, it was double. It was like Oreo cookie double stuff. I got two of them. There's a woman, Carly Lane, 31, from Rugby, Warwickshire. She called, you know, to report a disturbance at her home. And when the police officers showed up, she just took off on them and punched both of them. And while she's being treated for a head wound, she spat blood at both the officers, hitting one of them in the mouth. And so they said she's been drinking, and after spitting at the officer, she shouted, "There's your fucking corona." I'm going to say this. She's alive.
And she, are you saying she shouldn't be, or?
I'm gonna ask you the question, and so it's just a question. I'm gonna say that if you called the police and the police came to your house and you punched and attacked them and spit blood on both of them, hitting one in the mouth, what do you think your odds are surviving that encounter?
I don't know. Am I black or white?
It's you. I think you know you're black.
You said it's you. Okay, I didn't know if it was hypothetical. I don't want to say that I'm dead, but I know I'm beaten for sure.
I may not die,
but I'm sure. I mean, it's possible, you know. You never know, but I know I am beaten for sure. Whether they beat me to death, I don't know. Whether they beat me and then shoot me, I don't know. But I know that I am beaten.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. See, I know for sure. I'm gonna go like 100%.
Well, you are dead. You're dead.
I'm dead. Right. I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm probably dead on arrival. Right. I mean, attempting to throw a punch because they see me and I attempted to throw a punch, I probably would have got 35 bullets.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. 35, 36, depending on.
Yeah, so maybe I might be dead too then, yeah. I forgot about the punch. I was thinking about the spitting part.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have even gotten to the spitting part.
You wouldn't have got to the spitting the blood.
No.
You know, the punch, them punches that you threw, and then they restrain you. They restrain you, and then you spit the blood on them and say, "There's your fucking corona." Before I go in, we're gonna have to have a comparison. So I'll talk about the next one in our Groundhog Day, where in Colorado, Portland, a man stood outside the U.S. Marshal's door. He was damaging the barricade entrance at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse. Federal law enforcement was inside and tried to stop him from breaching the barrier. They tried to detain him, but the defendant hit a U.S. Marshal's Service deputy three times using the hammer. The officer was hit in the left shoulder, lower neck, and upper back, but managed to deflect the attack so he wasn't seriously injured. As seen on video, another person and the man identified as Gang leaned against the door. Law enforcement stormed out as the man apparently struck one of the officials multiple times using the object that does not that look an awful lot like a hammer.
Okay.
He was arrested.
Okay, so these are all about white people.
That would be an incorrect assumption.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, are we surprised? Is this?
Well, you see, this is the Groundhog Day part. So when they argue, mm-hmm. Oh, the police aren't different. The police aren't
or that
different.
All lives matter. Or that all
right.
Lives matter.
All lives matter. Now, just gave you two examples. One was a white woman. One was a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Both attacking officers. Multiple times. Got in multiple licks. And they were forcefully detained. None choked out. They were just pepper sprayed and arrested.
Okay.
We already know that story. With an object. I mean, it's funny. You see these stories because they always have these stories. And so for me, when I see these stories, I always go to the comments. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, the comments can kind of tell you where people are at, right? And so
yeah.
This one didn't have a lot of comments. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of comments at all. I think it had like 20 comments.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, sucks to be him. You know, I thought it was amazing that you would have an individual who attacked with the hammer, and he got to live.
So where they? So he didn't feel like his life was in danger then.
No, he had a hammer. And he used
it. The officer didn't feel like his life, because that's what they say. That
right.
They use force because they feel like their life is in danger. So being hit with a hammer, you didn't feel like your life was in danger.
No. You know, because a white dude with a weapon is not quite as dangerous as a black dude without a weapon. Didn't even know that, did
you? True. When you said that, I was like, yeah, okay.
That's what it is. So, you know, so now we can put things in perspective. So we always see, like when we saw those protesters out there, rocket launchers, AK-47, you know, mm-hmm. and all the assault rifles, multiple guns. That's not dangerous. That's just
not going to really use it. They're just going to scare you. They're not going to really use it, though.
Yeah, they just want you to know that happened, right? But
yeah.
that black dude jogging down the street.
Well, that's scary.
That's too much.
Why are you jogging?
Right.
Down the street at that.
Or dancing in front of your house.
Yeah, don't
or
do that.
In your house.
Yeah.
Or
all that stuff is
bird watching.
It's menacing. It's menacing.
Right. It apparently.
Yeah.
I never thought, because, you know, I've been in the park. I'm not necessarily bird watching, but, you know, you see the squirrels, you know, you see the lizards, whatnot. You see animals. You're observing nature, right? I never knew, and now I'm like recognizing, man, I was very dangerous. I was menacing. I probably scared a lot of people while I was sitting out there doing that.
Well, I was about to say, you knew that. You knew how threatening you were sitting there.
Yeah, I guess I don't recognize my own scariness. I guess I gotta own that. I gotta just.
Well, isn't that what they've been talking to you about for all these years?
Yeah. See, I'm wondering how can I be less menacing? Should I get a rocket launcher? I mean, if I walk in the subway with a rocket launcher, I'm just thinking, like, you know what? Maybe they'll think I'm less menacing. Like, oh, man, that's just smooth with the rocket launcher. You come in here all the time. It's no biggie.
Yeah, let's see how that works out for you.
Yeah, drop off in Wingstop with my AK-47. What's up, peeps? How y'all living? No? You don't see that?
No.
Still two meters. Well, so I'm going to ask you this.
You should not try it.
Okay. I shouldn't try it.
No, I don't think it's not a good idea.
I'm just trying. I mean, because if I'm sitting at the park, you know, because every now and again, because I ride my bike a lot. So every now and again, I'll stop and drink some water. And I sat up there and I thought, man, my water bottle, it's silver. It's metallic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll think that it's a machine gun.
Yeah, or some sort of gun, yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Could be.
So and, what are you going to do about it?
Right. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I don't know. Maybe through the bag, I could have, like, a straw, and I can drink it through the straw. They don't actually see the metal.
So or you can get a silicone holder to put around it, you know, a sleeve.
I don't know. That would be even more menacing.
Oh, yeah, like a green or red?
Right. He's a domestic terrorist, and he's a blood because it's red. I'm just trying to find positive solution. How can I be less threatened? You know, by drinking my water bottle in public.
Stay in the house.
I don't know. I mean, I could be playing video games and somebody could, like, misconstrue me playing video games as I'm plotting to overthrow America and get shot up.
True. I don't know. I mean, there's not too much. Right, so when I said stay in the house, I thought of Breonna Taylor, and I was like, well, shoot, she was in the house sleep.
Right. She was in the house sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Can't get too much more non-threatening. Maybe she was snoring too hard. I don't know. It's one of those things where, I mean, one, those guys still aren't arrested. They're still investigating very, very hard.
Are they investigating because the district attorney, he's had an engagement party. He's been doing everything but investigating, it seems like.
Well, he's not the lead investigator. And so he has to live his life over the weekend. So
okay.
I understand that he planned that long time ago, and he can't break that off. Like, you know what? Hey, we can't do our engagement party because, you know, an unarmed woman was killed in her home by police officers who just happened to be going to the wrong place and trying to arrest someone that I think was already arrested.
Yeah, or they hadn't lived there in years, in that area in years. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That part.
Hmm.
Yeah. So now, we're gonna change focus. So, I don't know if you know who she is, but Megan Thee Stallion. Shot.
I do know who she is.
Okay. Well, she was shot this weekend, apparently by some rapper named Tory Lanez.
He's a singer. I know who he is as well.
Okay. Well, apparently she's not happy. And, you know, she came out and obviously she wasn't happy about being shot. I don't know too many people who would be happy about getting shot. I can't say it's on my list of things to do.
No,
but
that's not something. That's not on my bucket list for sure.
Not on your list? You sure?
No.
Okay. Well, she came out and said, you know, I got shot. And she's like, black women are so unprotected and we hold so many things in to protect the feelings of others without considering our own. It might be funny to y'all on the internet and just another messy topic for you to talk about, but this is my real life. And I'm real life hurt and traumatized.
You know, I feel her on that. She's right. But I also feel like when you hang around that type of element, that is a possibility. That can happen. I've never understood women who want to feel protected, but then they hang out with people who carry guns and who live a life that they need to carry a gun. Because I'm like, you know, I don't have a problem with you having a gun, but if you just need to go and carry your gun, just you're driving in your car and you need to have a gun in your car with you. I mean, what's happening in your life that you need that kind of protection, or you need to protect yourself like that?
Well, apparently,
and
he shot her. I'll guess that they got into an argument.
It's three people. It's her, him, and then some unknown person that's a friend, but I don't know whose friend it is, if it was his friend or her friend, or if they were just all friends. But the friend was arguing, and I don't know who the friend was arguing with, him or her. So,
well,
I mean, it doesn't really say.
Right. Well, I
agree, you know, with what she says, though.
Okay. We'll say, okay, black women are unprotected. And you made that point that, yeah, you hang around people like that. I think what's happening is you're not protected because, you know, you're around people who don't value you in the first place. I mean, obviously, if he can shoot you, which he did, he didn't really value you. And I don't know if she's pressed charges. I haven't seen where she's pressed charges, but he was arrested on concealed weapons charge. He posted $35,000 bail and was released. He's got a court appearance on October 13th. But I'm like, if he shoots you, probably should press charges on
him. Yeah, I mean,
not that, and see, this is my thing, and this goes back to, because this is, and just immediately, which is so sad, is my conditioning. Like, I don't know the facts, so I don't want to say that she should, but I feel like she should, even still, me saying that, you know, I'm not sure. Because I'm like, why did he pull out the gun in the first place? Because I was told that he wasn't shooting at her, per se, that it was directed towards the friend. But my thing is, why did he have the gun out anyway? Because supposedly it was an accident as well. So it's all these, oh, it was an accident, but it wasn't for her, it was for the other person. But then I'm like, well, then that's not an accident, because it was for somebody. You know, you was trying to...
So
then why would you have it out anyway?
So let's look at her words. Let's go back on her words. Black women are so unprotected, and we hold so many things in to protect the feelings of others without considering our own. So that means she's protecting this dude. She's saying it. Yeah, she's hurt and traumatized, but she's not going to press charges on him, even though he shot her. See, it's that, you know, you want to say conundrum, it's that double-edged sword, whatever. I want to be protected, but this you hanging out with the dude that shot you and you're not going to press charges on him? He shot you.
But see, and it also, I agree, but it also goes back to you don't call the police on your man. You don't call the police on your black man. You just don't do that.
Okay.
You can do a lot of other things. You know, if she's not going to press charges, then have somebody from the hood whoop his ass. I don't know, because that's the only thing I can think of that. It's kind of like you feel like you need some retribution for it. But,
well, she's,
you know, we're raised this way.
And so her words, once again, I suffered gunshot wounds as a result of a crime that was committed against me and done with the intention to physically harm me. I was never arrested. The police officers drove me to the hospital where I underwent surgery to remove the bullets. So she says... the intention to physically harm me, so there's no accident.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't. I didn't know any of this, like what you're reading now. But the mentality that she has is still to protect him, because we are told to protect our men.
Okay. All right, but I mean, he physically had intentions to harm her, and he harmed her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's pretty cut and dried right there. You shoot me, that means you don't really value me.
And to be honest, most men, if a woman shot a man, he would press charges. If the shoe was on the other foot, he probably, exactly. But we are told, and not necessarily like verbally told, but our culture is don't bring the police in.
Okay. Well, guess what? Don't bring the bullets in on me. So on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, Mr. F the N word, this is another Smooth Drama Productions. We catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.